It's Ellen's Sweet 16 premiere week.
Not a girl and not yet a woman.
With Mark Wahlberg and an Ellen exclusive Fleetwood Mac.
Ah, oh, that's music to my ears.
All new Ellen.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Meal planning is a great way to stay healthy, but who has time for that?
A local mom is sharing her secret to that age-old question, what's for dinner? How she's cooking tasty, healthy meals while saving time and money. Meal planning just got easy.
So easy.
Today at 5 on NBC4.
Against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, you are back here listening to us live once more, September 6, 2018, the post-Labor Day episode. Now, I know longtime listeners of my previous shows, and of course here at Patriot Power Hour, you know, I always say, right after Labor Day, that's when things go down, whether it's politically, economically, culturally, or otherwise. And of course, politics go down after Labor Day because that's when the elections happen. Yeah, I know. I'm a real genius for calling that one. And I'm also a real genius for calling the last like three or four depressions. I guess recessions and depressions all happened in September and October. True. Absolutely true. Not saying that's going to happen the next few months, but we got a lot coming up. It's not summer anymore. Let me bring my co-host on, Future Dan. No more excuses. It's not summer anymore. We can't just be like, oh, yeah, maybe when everybody comes back from vacation, things will go down. I mean, maybe it's still this week. It's a little small news. I don't know. We'll see what happens on the Future Danger News Blitz in the second segment. Maybe there's a lot more going on, but maybe not this week, but definitely the next week or two going into October, November. I expect absolute craziness. What do you think?
Yeah. Hi, Ben. I don't know. We're only carrying three headlines for distressing economic news as we go into episode 35 of the Patriot Power Hour. But, it's the time of year where things heat up. We've talked about it in the past, whether there's a plan afoot to create some economic crisis ahead of an election. And my personal belief right now is if they tried to pull it off, it may be, too late to really have an impact, but you never know.
Yeah.
You could have banks collapsing tomorrow, just like we did last time.
True, but you're right. If memory serves me well, going back to exactly 10 years ago, September 18. Actually, look at this. This is funny. remember. Maybe I'm a liar too. I thought it was September 15th, 2008, when Brother collapsed. Maybe 2008. But point, almost exactly 10 years ago. And all that went down and it escalated. However, Bear Stearns collapsed back in March before then. Now, the summer was a lull, but there were disturbances in the force, so to speak. Right now, like you said, it's pretty darn quiet. So maybe we'll get away with it. But you know me, I always feel like we've never gotten the sickness out of our system yet. It's always residing. It may rear its ugly head at any time. If they're going to pull it, it would be before the midterms, I would think. But maybe it's a chess move where they realize they have more money to lose than it's even worth politically. I'm not sure. What do you think?
Well, I'm a supply side kind of guy when it comes to economics, and I've said it before. Any president could have shown up, and if they had passed that kind of, you know, relief for the oppression that the federal government places on our economy, and it comes in the forms of the, you know, the reduction in taxes and the amount of regulation that's been lifted and the psychological effect business-wise that comes with it, any president could have taken the boot off the neck of the American economy and witnessed this kind of growth. Is it temporary? Do the long-term debt problems persist? Of course. However, just getting 4.5% growth for a couple of years, that wasn't terribly hard to do. If you look at the previous 8 years, the regime under POTUS 44, that, you know, the control of the economy that they attempted, I think we're in a, you know, it's going to be hard to produce bad economic news, at least for a while.
Now, I will admit, when you're hitting that 4+% GDP number, I've always said the GDP numbers were by between 2% and 4%. So if they were saying it's 1%, I really thought it was -2 or ballpark. I will admit it is at percent plus. So even though I believe the numbers are cooked to some degree, we're at least breaking even. So you do have something to say there. Now, I'm all about cutting taxes, and I know you are too. But I'm worried that there were no subsequent or equivalent cut spending, and government spending, of course. So, I mean, there's a little bit around the edge, I won't lie. Trump has somewhat curtailed more spending on programs. You know, he's curtailed future increases, which is, you know, we got to start somewhere. You know, but I think people should be a little concerned. First off, you can't trust these numbers out of the Federal Reserve or the Treasury. However, like I said, you can only manipulate them so much, and we've seen a big uptick. A lot of that's debt fueled, a lot of it's interest rates fueled, but I think some of what Trump has done has helped cut the spending. He's been the biggest boon, for as an example, for the defense industry. I think he's equal, pretty much equal, or maybe better than Hillary. Example, and we need. But point is, I want to hear what you have to say about we got to cut some spending too, don't you think?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, that's part of seizing the economy as well. When the government spends that amount, it warps what would otherwise be a free economy. But going back to cooking the numbers, it's a reasonable hypothesis to think that under the previous administration, anybody inside the Bureau of Labor or Bureau of Commerce or wherever these things are getting produced, to include the upper ranks of the Federal Reserve, were skewing in a positive light towards the previous administration. That's my opinion. So if it's getting reported out as 4% now, the skewing, if there is any continuing, would be happening from the, you know, petty deep staters in those departments holding down the number. Hell, we may be growing at 6% right now, and they just don't they couldn't even fathom letting that news get out. And if, what I wanted to talk about in this first segment, if we can transition off economics, maybe we'll circle back to it later, Ben.
Okay.
I'm looking at an article from the New York Times published yesterday, an anonymous supposed White House insider, and the title is, "I am part of the resistance inside the Trump administration." Okay? And who is this person is the only question going on in the news today, right?
Yeah. No, hey, I want to interject real quick. I was at a business lunch, and that was kind of one of the hot topics of the day.
Yep.
Oh, did you see the New York Times op-ed piece? Oh, are you buying Bob Woodward's book? Get out of here. I'm not a Republican or Democrat, and that I'm definitely not buying a book supporting this type of stuff. But point is, I know where you're coming from. It's the, you know, the news du jour. So continue.
Well, I want to make a prediction today. And we can go to the best of Patriot Power Hour in the weeks and months ahead and pull this up if it turns out to be true. But I'm
absolutely,
it doesn't cost me anything to take a shot.
Hey, didn't it this thing, the, take me to take a shot when it was Bitcoin was 16,000? I said bear market. Now it's 6,300. But go ahead. I wish I put my money
right
where my mouth was, even more than I did. I put my money where my mouth was, but damn, I should have. But anyway, continue.
Well, I don't know how to short Bitcoin yet, but somebody certainly does. But I don't know how to short the news cycle to make a profit off of it. But I'll tell you this: the tagline to this New York Times opinion piece is, "I work for the president, but like-minded colleagues and I have vowed to thwart parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations." Right? Everybody's talking about who is it? Who is it? Who is it today? Right? We got, you know, the vice president, Mike Pence, and the Secretary of State Pompeo, and other, a parade of administration officials saying, "It wasn't me. It wasn't me." Right?
Yeah.
I don't think there is anybody. I think
I was
right
to say, I was going to wait for you to hear. I wanted to hear your theory, and I was like, 75%+ chance is fake. I mean, it's probably more than that, but I also agree it's more than likely fake.
And it's a huge example, if it is fake, of why when the New York Times can pop off with something like this, Fox News, all the conservative talk radio, all Republican members of Congress, the administration, will do nothing but feed the fire for as long as their ratings on whatever outlet they have, they can have it as high as possible. None of them come out right off the bat and say, "That's probably not even true." I'll even accuse the people that were permanently banned from Twitter today, InfoWars and Alex Jones. They're part of that machine now too, where if you stand up and say, "I don't even think it's true, this is just drafted by someone typing at the New York Times and wasn't based upon anybody really saying it," it kind of just sets the entire thing aside and allows you to move forward and ignore it. But, you know, besides Patriot Power Hour, anybody that wants ratings, the best assumption to make is, "Oh yeah, there's somebody that wrote that, and we should find out who they are, and they should resign, and this is what it means," and chaos in the White House. It's all a charade. I will bet there's no one behind that thing.
I know you have some special training, maybe not as special as certain people in this government, if you know what I mean. But you know what's propaganda? What's leading an enemy? What's a feint compared to a true breakthrough attack? And you know, it's just total BS, bluffing, retreating, getting run over. And longtime listeners know that I did not vote for Trump, okay? I sure as hell didn't vote for Hillary. But I feel as if the Democrats and the whole agenda, again, I'm not grandstanding for Trump, but most of the establishment is retreating, and they're still retreating, and they're being shot in the back while they're running. And I feel as if this is like a stopgap measure, another one, and most of those have failed over and over. But they continue to throw this type of garbage out there, and they just get steamrolled. But maybe it's slowing it down. Maybe it's converting a couple people over. Trust me, it's weird. It's like, and this is a much bigger issue, and we get about ready to go to break, but it's like the people who believe anti-Trump things get deeper and deeper into it, and even the most outlandish things, all of a sudden, it's like more hardcore realistic to them anything before. And I've seen normal, rational people fall into this Trump derangement syndrome. And I think that's the right name for it. Even if you're not a Trump supporter, it really is Trump derangement syndrome. Do you agree?
Yeah, and there was Bush derangement syndrome. That's where that term
True.
Came about.
There was Obama.
Over 10
hey,
years
I will
ago.
Agree. I was so anti-Obama, and he had a lot of reasons too. Maybe I had Obama derangement syndrome, but I think I was a little more based in fact. I don't know. It's the emotions. People get emotional. We try to stay in the facts here at Patriot Power Hour, though, right? We're going to be coming back with Future Dan with the FutureDanger.com News Blitz. We're going to only, you know, I try to cover the News Blitz sometimes. I don't do a good job. I go on my diatribes, etc. Listen to our sponsors. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Future Dan will run you through the headlines, through the articles. No bias, just the facts. You decide what you think's the truth, what you think is propaganda. And hell, there's a lot of things no one knows. It might be propaganda, it might be the truth. Most things, we're all just, we don't even know what's going on. Anyone in the entire world. So,
stay right
we'll do our
here
best here.
For more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, episode 35. This is the Future Danger SITREP Report, brought to you by FutureDanger.com. We're going to run through the columns and tell you what the heat map is saying tonight on this September 6, 2018. Column 1, Liberty Column. News blatantly censored. Top headline, Twitter permanently bans Alex Jones and InfoWars accounts. Probably make them stronger in their own channels anyways, but they are off of Twitter at least for tonight. See how permanent that ban is. Privacy annihilated. We got Google and MasterCard cutting secret ad deals to track offline spending behavior of thousands, millions of people. And footage from thousands of unknowing New Yorkers was offered up by the NYPD to develop surveillance tech to IBM. Those things are happening. In the judicial system direly distrusted indicator, FBI documents show agents lack confidence in the dirty dossier author. Didn't stop the leaders at DOJ to take it to the FISA court for a warrant, though. Unreasonable search and seizure continues to be normalized in the United States. We got the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand demanding tech giants, Samsung, Apple, and others, give up encryption backdoors to all future devices. That stuff's out in the open now. First Amendment news. POTUS suggests TV network broadcasting license should be challenged in a tweet commenting about NBC. Yes, anti-Trump news when it matters. POTUS suggesting that he should base federal licensing, broadcasting licenses, based on the accuracy of certain television networks. What a slippery slope and bad road to go down that could be. But hey, all you have to do is privatize whoever's in charge, like Twitter and Facebook, and we can get censorship at all-time highs on that end. And news about that you should just be aware of, tech titans plotting their doomsday escape to New Zealand luxury bunkers. A little article about how, if you can afford it, one of the safer places to be when hell breaks loose in the rest of the world. In the security column, we got Russia news. Big exercise going on. They're moving tanks around. Some of them are being moved towards Ukraine. We've got 300,000 troops, 1,000 aircraft, and 900 tanks in a massive war game. Meanwhile, U.S. Marines are on Sweden's coast prepping for a large NATO exercise. And just today, Russian nuclear bombers intercepted near Alaska, all part of a drill, all part about showing off the strength of the Russian military, probably oriented towards their weapons sales, their exports of weapons. But nevertheless, you got the largest exercise since 1981 going on in Russia, and that's a lot of people getting prepared if they need to be. In the Middle East, Israel and Iran facing off again in Syria. Israel threatens to attack Iranian assets installed in Iraq. Israeli airstrikes in Syria were reported this week. There's been over 200 targets and 800 missiles by the IDF into Syria this year. They're publicly admitting that. And Iran is secretly smuggling weapons on civilian flights into Lebanon. That thing is a powder keg. At any moment, it could go bigger than it has in a long time. With Hezbollah, Iran's proxies, working their way up and arming up right on the border, northern border of Israel. Who strikes first? Keep an eye out. We got a strange disappearance of a WikiLeaks consultant in Norway. Someone helping Julian Assange has gone missing. Keep an eye open on, what happens there. And a bunch of other minor news in China. Riots, every once in a while we see those, 50 arrested, violent protests. Chinese regime, not as much in control sometimes as you might think it does, is if it ever unraveled, they probably would direct outwardly. All right. In column 4, natural news, strong earthquakes been hitting for a week or so ago around the Pacific. 6.7 mag in Japan, killed at least 37 in the past couple days. We had a 7.8 hitting deep near Fiji. So these are big tectonic movements, potential for a large disaster. Whether it moves to the U.S. West Coast is anybody's guess, but it's a potential problem. Other natural news that to be aware of, got 151 dead or missing in North Korea from flooding. And that pales in comparison to India. India's 1,500 countrywide for recent flooding. And in economic news, not much going on, Ben. Global debt soaring, but you already know that. Average U.S. rent hits an all-time high. Not sure if that's nominal or real, but it is a high number. Costs a lot to rent now. And you'll love this one. We'll finish on this one. Top European central banker during the 2008 crisis says global finance, quote, as vulnerable as 2008. So with that, your Future Danger SITREP report, reading the key news present this September 6th night, 2018. I bring in my co-host, Mr. Ben Cochran. What strikes you as vital to concentrate on tonight, Ben?
I need to fact check you first. Not to fact check you, but just to make sure I knew who it was. Was that Christine Lagarde of the IMF that said that?
Negative.
Okay.
It
who
is,
said that?
What's his name? Jean-Claude Trichet.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he was the king back in 2008. Okay. Okay. I saw
European Central
similar.
Bank head honcho between 2003
yeah.
and
11. Yeah. Now it's Mario Draghi, Super Mario. So you got Super
His
Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh, geez. You know, I got a couple things written down, but we're about ready to get to break. That was a really good news blitz. One thing I want you to get on, I really want to hear this from you. I think, okay, first off, last week, Labor Day, I was out of town, was not able to have the live show at the same time. We had a show a few days earlier. I think it was before McCain passed away. Definitely didn't talk about it. I know that you yourself were in the armed forces. So maybe you have a lot of respect for McCain and what he went through. But I personally, I'm not putting that to the side. But all of this warmongering, chicken hawk attitude and just his overall rhinoism, it just made me sick that all these people who 3 weeks ago would have given him the worst scathing ever were now calling him a hero and stuff. I mean, but then again, I was not in the armed forces, so maybe he was a hero. Maybe you think he's not because of what he went through in terms of the fire on the carrier, and a lot of people think it was potentially his fault. Point is, I don't want to pontificate too much. I want to get to you as a true, brother in arms. What do you think of John McCain, and is he a hero or is he a freaking zero?
Well, everything that happened in his life after he left North Vietnam prison cell is a different matter. But North Vietnamese communists hung him by his arms and ripped his arms out of his shoulder sockets, preventing him from ever being able to raise his hands above his head again for the rest of his life. That happened. Those people did that.
Absolutely. And, well, we don't have to get into the deeper parts of it. Is it deserved or not? No, I agree. He freaking put himself on the line and he paid the price. But like you said, we can disassociate ourselves from that and look at what he did afterwards and talk about that. You know, unmolested. We don't have to be tied down to the anchor of him being a hero, which maybe he was, but he sure as hell wasn't by the time he died, in my opinion. I don't know.
I don't know. The calling people a hero is a tough call. You know, the simpler you are in your life, if you do something heroic, the easier it is to keep that title for the rest of your life. And by no means I agree with what he did as a senator from almost all of his career. But remember, whatever problems you have with your country, our country, remember, there's regimes like North Vietnam, Beijing, Korea, Moscow, and it's a lot worse there. And there's
Absolutely.
Good thing that we fight against it.
That's the funny thing. I think Future Danger is like sponsored by Russia. You're the exact opposite. I know that. Anyway, folks, we'll be back. Listen to our sponsors, and we got a little bit more for you on the other side. Stick with us, Patriot Power Hour.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me, I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win. And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story.
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No! In a
time. The arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron, you can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
The Degenitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Faith, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool!
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot to green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red!
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow!
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Fridays.
Degenitron!
Fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again! Degenitron!
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour trivia fact of the night. Just in case we get rich and famous, or at least famous. This is episode 35. This is about episode 500. If we make it, what was the background music back on episode 35 and before? Where did it come from? Well, simply put, you can thank Blizzard. Blizzard Entertainment. Got some StarCraft. You got some Diablo. Now, Westwood Studios actually produced the Red Alert 2 and Red Alert 1 music. So that's a little different than Blizzard. So I'll give you that. But let me bring this full circle. Why am I talking about this? This sounds like a dumb thing to talk about. Oh, video game music. Blah, 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 blah. You can't put licensed music into your Blog Talk Radio podcast. It has to get past the censors. But the censors aren't real people. They are the internet. They are the artificial intelligence. Now, luckily, it's only 2018. This artificial intelligence is pretty gosh darn stupid. But I guarantee in 2058, this artificial intelligence is going to be a problem. Now, hopefully, we can help improve it. But what I'm trying to say is there are, you know, I want Thunderstruck from AC/DC, or I want a Led Zeppelin track, or I want this, that, and other thing. Hell no, that'll be censored 5 seconds of that on there, and the artificial intelligence won't block it because we don't have the licensing rights. That's why they won't put it into our podcast. But you put some classic video game tracks, they don't even know what that is. So we got a little bit of that. We got some movie quotes. And I won't lie, season 5 is coming up. We had only a couple more episodes here, season 4. Season 5 is going to have a whole different level of intros, maybe some laugh tracks, just laugh at our very, very sad puns, and some other stuff as well. So look forward to it. Patriot Power Hour. Again, episode 35, we started last November, once a week. It's September. It's once a week. We're already on episode 35. Even if we had no more episodes, we'd be pretty close to 52. Not bad if we were slackers, but we're not slackers. We're going to go at least for 45, maybe 46, 47. So without further ado, let me bring on Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. Future Dan, we got a lot to talk about. Sometimes our show gets pretty darn serious, a lot of important news, but sometimes I'm like, screw it all, man. Let's have a little fun with it. Let's network with people. Maybe who you know and having a good relationship and being jovial is more important, or at least in a different way, than just the facts of the news. You got to balance it, but am I just talking hippie speak here, or is this some truth?
Yeah, there's a little hippie speak there, but I'll say this. I'd like to just have a radio show that has I could do bumpers and lead-in music like a normal FCC licensed radio show. And apparently, you know, you got to be a big guy to even be able to do that. So we do the best
Absolutely.
We can trying to get a little sound in here that's fun to listen to.
Well, you know, you can, of course, play it and maybe get away with it. But if you're playing on Clear Channel or iHeartRadio or something, and pretty much any FM radio is now in that conglomerate, especially the last 10, 15 years. You're not going to be able, they don't let you play Metallica. I mean, geez, I'm the Napster generation. I know I'm a little younger than you. Maybe you think I'm the devil for stealing music, but I'm the Napster generation. And as soon as Metallica was like, oh, we're not going to let that happen, we said, well, you're the old generation. We don't need you no more. And they didn't do much more after that, did they?
Well, yeah, I'd argue that music has pretty much sucked since it all became, you know.
I would argue that too, so you got me. You got me on that one.
You need to have a profit motive to make great things. That's eternally true. Now, you start scalping people, and that's one thing. But, you know, all they had to do is lock the CDs, and they have. But when it went all digital, I kind of believe it became very, very, you know, disincentivizing to, you know, any bands forming and doing anything new. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I was a kid in the 80s.
Okay, exactly.
It was a heyday.
Yeah.
There was awesome new music coming out constantly of all genres.
I bet you had like two or three awesome bands from your high school. Am I right? I mean, I'm about 10 years younger than you. And when I was about 16, 15, it was when Napster came out. And we still had some high school bands that were decent, you know. It's not like I'm saying high school bands are awesome. They're not the next AC/DC or something. But I bet you had at least two or three really good bands. Like, that could do some pretty good stuff because kids were inspired to do it. Thought maybe they could get something out of it. Maybe it was a false dream. But
hey, I'll tell you this much, where I came from, my friend's mom attended parties with Steven Tyler, and my high school history teacher taught Joe Perry. Aerosmith formed.
No way. True. Call it out. I want listeners to hear this. Where is it from?
They'll have to know the history of Aerosmith because I don't disclose personal information, having chosen
That's
to broadcast
true.
Under a pseudonym. But nevertheless, it's all true. Yeah.
I give you that. Hey, listeners, anything he's told me, I know him. He's not lying. But he also, I can respect his not saying where he went to high school or something. So, understood.
Yeah, because if we ever get big and we ever get serious and we ever break news, there's more than enough lackeys at the Southern Poverty Law Center that would want to, dox both of us and ruin our lives, which until Patriot Power Hour is turning a pretty penny, I don't have the resources to defend against. So let's not make ourselves target on the battlefield, shall we?
I agree, but in kind of in a pompous way, I want to say, hey, if there's any SPLC people out there listening, hello, welcome to Patriot Power Hour. Feel free to find me, Ben Cochran. I live in Sterling, Virginia. You can find me that easily. Maybe I have a little bit less to lose than Mr. Future Dan. But also, at one point, I'm like, well, the real people who are the real enemy at the top of the pyramid, the NSA, well, they got my gosh darn IP address. And they can analyze every word I say right now. But I understand. When privacy is not there, it's actually more important to keep the privacy. So I probably should do more of that, to be honest.
Yeah, and coming back to the topic that we were hitting upon the first thing, Ben, the point I wanted to make about this, what I believe to be a totally fake article by a supposed insider who's working from the inside to resist Trump, if that person exists or not, and I don't think they do, but even if they do exist, either way, the New York Times, the fools of the New York Times are doing nothing but highlighting what the underground has talked about for years and what is beginning to surface. The words are being uttered on Fox News these days. It's the deep state. The idea that there's senior
anyone who said deep state 5 years ago was an absolute mental case. Now, of course, I was saying
that. Well, now it's advertising on the op-ed page of the New York Times.
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah. I don't want to have that Schadenfreude or whatever the heck it's called, but anyone who said I was a conspiracy theorist, crazy man for thinking there's it's in freaking New York Times now. Actually, that makes me wonder. Maybe it's right. I don't know. I don't trust New York Times. Maybe they're having some jujitsu reversal on me on this. I don't know. If they say deep state, I don't know if there is one. Now I'm kind of a little worried. So maybe that's their strategy. I don't know.
No, it's real. It happens in every country. The term comes from Turkish politics. After World War II, the idea that they can hold elections, the government can be properly elected, but ultimately it was the military in that country that had the final say, and that's also true in a lot of countries. It's never been true in ours.
Can I interject real quick? I kind of do this as an inside joke sometimes. When I write, when I say state, when I'm not, oftentimes, when I'm writing an email or a post, whatever, I put state, capital S, and I'm not talking about a state of the union like Indiana or California or whatever. State, statism, state. I think whether you understand what state or statism means or not, and going back to what you were saying, I think most people don't even know what the state is. Most people, if you say state, they're like, oh, well, I'm in the state of Mississippi or whatever. No,
yeah,
state
yeah,
is
no,
it's a whole different concept.
Yeah, and as a international relations degreed, bachelor, that's very common in international political and political science works to refer to it as the state. It is a a term of art. It's not referring to one of the 50 states of the United States. It's referring to the entire establishment of the state. And statism is, you know, the belief that it is just and good and we need more of it. And it's a huge problem that the Patriot Power Hour is designed to confront.
Absolutely. And I will say this, and actually, maybe we should have a little debate set up someday. I'm not saying now. But I'm a little more on the quote-unquote anarchist route, but I'm not an anarchist by any means. But there is degrees to statism, is there not? And it's really hard to reconcile because, heck, I'll go back to some of my most barbarian days in this hardcore 21st century American living football season when I was 12 years old. You couldn't just rule by whatever you felt like. You couldn't just do what you wanted to. You couldn't assume you had 40 people on the team, get 21 of them to vote to not do sprints. That is not going to work. If it does work, you're going to get your ass beat when you're playing. Okay. So I understand the truth of humanity and groups, especially, well, you know, I'm biased towards men and combat situations, even though it wasn't real combat. You know what I mean? It's different. You need a commanding authority. But of course, if he's, you know, leading you to certain death, sometimes maybe you need to follow so that the big mission wins. But then on the other hand, like, where's that line at? When is it actually he's giving you an illegal order? And then when are you getting an illegal order to even deploy, let alone charge the line? So there's all those different things. It's a long story. We got actually have a commercial break coming up, but we will get into a little bit more news. I'd love to hear what Future Dan had to say about what I just had to say, though, especially as a military man himself. And we might have to set up a debate show maybe in October or November. What do you think? We'll find our most contentious issues and go head-to-head. What do you think?
We'll explore political philosophy in depth, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We're too dark. We're not even trying to get money or get advertised, so we're mostly cordial. But darn it, maybe we need some more confrontation. I'm going to war with you.
Looks good in this run.
BCS arm switch is on.
Okay, Victor.
Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle. Sorry, breakers in. We have separation.
Roger.
Inboard and outboard are on. We're coming forward with the sightseeing.
Looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Vapor 3.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work. When you go to church, when you pay your taxes, it is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison. For your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Pepper article. You game for it?
Yes, sir. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, I'm on the Organic Prepper. New article from Daisy Luther. Great site, the Organic Prepper. Title, The Psychology of Survival, He Who Hesitates is Lost. All right?
Okay.
And it gets involved in some of the psychology of people when crisis happens, right? So how to mentally handle what the typical reactions are of people when everything goes bad suddenly. All right.
Can I put in a real quick interjection? I feel like this happens to me, and I feel like I fail sometimes. I'm on rush hour traffic on a local toll road near me, and it went from three lanes to one. I feel like it's combat. I'm trying to be nice and do the zipper method, and actually I'm so nice that if someone's not nice to me, I got a beef with them. That's emotional almost in the other way. But what I'm trying to say is, what happens if everyone's crowding to get some FEMA camp food or anything else? Like, I feel these in my soft modern life. I feel these panic attacks in traffic. Now, DC traffic is rough, but I mean, continue on. And I want to hear what you have to say about how you can maybe, if you have naturally, how can you manipulate it? Keep that panic away.
Yeah.
Or what do you think?
Yeah. Well, this is a little bit before then. It's almost like as the traffic accident is unfolding before your eyes, what's running through your mind, okay? And it goes back to, you know, what a lot of preppers have heard the term cognitive dissonance. And we fear that there's going to be a lot of people with it. So cognitive dissonance is the feeling that of discomfort when you simultaneously hold two ideas in the same conflict at the same time.
More than two, potentially. I agree, but more than two. A lot of people are, especially now, there's so much. I feel as if the human mind is so over blitzed right now. Cognitive dissonance, you might have five or six thoughts in your mind, and they all might conflict, or most of them.
In this situation, we're talking about when your brain knows something horrible is happening. All right? The banks are collapsing. Martial law is being declared. The National Guard is being called up. The images of something on TV are, I mean, unless you're going to go into, hey, that's a hologram, I don't believe it, they're going to be pretty hard to dispute, you know.
Okay.
And it could be something like just a massive earthquake, right? Nothing, you know, nothing to blame on anybody.
Sure, the tsunami is in
Japan. Yeah. So when those things happen, the human brain is configured to reject it. And what you'll have going on, even though you know it's true, is people will, you know, they're going to recognize that there's a threat, and then they discover that the stress and the trauma of the event cannot be dealt with using their existing skills. Fear, confusion, stress, they start to hit upon them. And the fascinating part about this article is you know, gets into the discussion of, you know, for example, people at the top of the towers who actually survived or witnessed people that did this behavior and later survived to tell the stories. When the planes hit the towers, there are people like collecting their belongings before they try to get out.
Yes, I've heard that. Yep.
There's examples of people who, right after something terrible will happen, will get busy tidying up, like fixing up their house when the, you know, they're going to have to evacuate. But they just.
It's almost like, oh, you got an alert that the audit inspector is coming, so tidy up. not, oh, you just got hit by an airplane or there's been an earthquake or there's been this, that, the other thing.
Exactly. It's a total inappropriate snap reflex that's a very bad one. It's not the right way to do it. Now, if you want me to bring in some, you know, military knowledge, I could throw some down here.
Absolutely.
When combat formations train.
You're a shock trooper. I think you're aware enough to I hope I'm not breaking the fourth wall, but Army Ranger here, he knows what he's talking about.
I do. And our infantry in this country are the best in the world because we practice things that were learned a lot out of the Vietnam experience, which is in certain, you know, I'm talking about infantry now, in certain circumstances, you go into what's called a battle drill. And I'm sure sailors on ships and pilots in planes, and there's lots of other military, you know, jobs and people, war fighters that have their own version of this. But I know what the infantry does, so I'll give you an example. We got a drill, react to ambush. And they learned it the hard way in Vietnam. But we are a learning military, and that's why, you know, it's, you know, when you go toe-to-toe with the U.S. military, you're running the risk of getting your ass kicked on a regular basis, not just because we have great scientists that produce weapons that outmatch people, but we train at the smallest levels with things like this. So when you're ambush, walking down a path in the jungle or whatever, and you're in the ambush, they learned that the only units that survived that were the ones that faced the ambush immediately and charged it.
Wow.
Sounds like the last thing you
really
want to do.
The exact opposite a normal person would think.
And they didn't do it. The only way they learned it was from survivors who climbed up into the ambush and then started to fight right there and then.
It's almost like a positive evolution technique. Like 80% would never do that, and they died. But the 20% who did, well, most of them died, but a few percent lived, and that's the new thing.
And react to incoming artillery and react to far ambush and react to, you know, contact. And lots of these things are drilled. They're literally called drills because everybody has to start acting in a certain way that they've been trained in order to survive it. And if you're a civilian and terrible things have happened recently and you haven't mentally prepared for if this were to happen, here's what I'm going to do. You're going to find yourself packing your purse and cleaning
right.
the
Look
dishes.
At, hey, where's my extra lighter for my pack of cigarettes? Or where's my, you know, maybe get your dog. I won't say don't find a dog, but that might in of itself might be an issue. But there's all these things like superficial issues. But, oh, maybe I should post on Instagram, you know, one thing before I leave or so much garbage. It's so much. It makes me sick to even recite it on air, but you're absolutely right. This
you don't
is a
mentally,
situation. You don't got time.
Some of these things take nothing more than mental practice. Mentally practice, and in a shameless plug, I'll say go to Future Danger and look at a number of active indicators and think to yourself, all right, if those stop going from topical, low-level green news and go to their maximum extent, what are you going to do after the shock and awe of and disbelief comes about? And I'll tell you what, if you cannot build the muscle memory to be prepared to take action to ensure your survival, you're going to be among large groups of people who will be shocked and inactive and unable to take any action positively for themselves, just
yeah.
mentally knowing if these certain triggers happen, it's awful, it's bad, but I don't intend to go out this way. I need to have a plan. Just mentally thinking about that can be a major differentiator. It gives you a lot of confidence in your life when you see the news that, you know, it can get bad, but I know what I'm going to do. Organic Prepper, Daisy Luther, great article. Sitting right now in column one under prepping advisory. We got a lot of articles like that on a regular basis. And I love the ones that are about the mental aspects of being prepared. And you won't find a lot of how to, you know, start fire with two pieces of wood 50 different ways. But you will find things like that on how to, you know, get your head right to be in the event that bad things that none of us want to have happen come about.
And so many different things, whether it's work, video games, survival, radio, writing, anything, in my opinion, is pretty much all mental. As Yogi Berra would say, 90% of it is mental. So, you got to be mentally strong. Oh, good old Yogi Berra. Not saying I'm the strongest mentally that I ever could be or whatever. And I feel as if what you just said actually put me on notice. Like, I feel as if I'm ready. But am I really ready? And what if I was not, would I be like, oh, let me get my, I don't know, Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. Make sure I get that in my pack before we leave, even though a dirty bomb hit D.C. 30 miles away. Maybe I should get it here because it is right next door. I don't know. Point is, absolutely understand. But do you have any advice for someone who's not going through Ranger training? Like, how can you harden yourself? And if maybe there's a lot of people that just live life who are hard in of themselves. Have gone through different things. Maybe they had people pass away or this, that, the other thing. But do you have advice to someone who cannot go through Ranger training, but maybe wants to harden themselves or prepare, like that trigger finger, but not to shoot literally, but more for mental preparation or when to move life? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know how to evacuate where you are or lock down where you are in the best possible way. And all the people in prepping websites that give advice, they're a lot of great sources, but
mentally,
it's never
mentally,
been done on a wide scale.
How do we do it mentally? But, how do you be positive yet know the worst thing in your life and possibly your death is in front of you, but you do it? Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a one-day course in a Holiday Inn, but with 30 seconds left on the show, can you give your best explanation?
Yeah, find something, some hobby, some sport, some game, some activity, debating something where you're in an adversarial relationship and you've invested so much time so that when you come in conflict, when you come in competition, you find yourself in shocking, unexpected moments and learn how when that cold bucket of water is splashed in your face and you risk losing everything, how to overcome it. Whatever it may be, learn how to face adversity and desensitize yourself to the frozen deer in the headlight look that you'll get
exactly.
if you haven't done it for yourself.
Absolutely. And just we're heading out. Great episode. I would say don't be afraid to lose, because your deer in the headlight situation, better than 50% chance you're going to lose. You also got a chance to win. If you don't freeze and you bust your ass, you still got a chance to win. I've seen some crazy comebacks in sports and otherwise. So, hope the good fight. We'll be back next Thursday, Patriot Power Hour. Thanks for sticking with us.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. Down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
have
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar, send secure data by long-range ham radio, or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
Thank you. It's like the best option possible.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.